Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome into the show that's on in the afternoon. We've got a pretty serious topic to talk about today.
But we have really great guests to, like, educate us, too, yeah. Which I'm excited about. Yeah. 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 It's a heavy one, but it's a good chat.
Yeah. We've got Pastor Jeff Gatlin in here with us, along with Caitlin Quarles, and they're from the Betty Griffin Center.
Nice.
And April has been Sexual Assault Awareness mm-hmm. Month, if you didn't know. So the folks at Betty Griffin Center doing a lot to educate everybody around St. John's County, and very glad to have them in here in studio with us today.
Yeah, many facets, many different levels of sexual assault that I had no idea about either, so this is good to get into and find out the great resources that we have in our community for everybody. That's good.
Absolutely. So we will get into that very, very shortly, just as soon as I tell you about our friends Bozard Ford Lincoln. 76 years in St. Augustine in Northeast Florida.
Golly.
Bozard Ford Lincoln is here for you, and they don't just say that, they mean that. Not only did they send buses out to help folks get to Tallahassee.
How amazing was that story, right?
After their bus broke down, they sent a fleet of vans out there to help pick everybody up on the side of the road.
And it wasn't like hours, right? It was like immediately sent the fleet of vans. Yeah. That's amazing.
Pretty impressive. Pastor Jeff, I know they've done a lot with you in the past, doing various things where they've helped out with vehicles and stuff like that. It really is a family business, and they care about you and your family and our entire community here in St. John's County in Northeast Florida. At Bozard Ford Lincoln, they mean it when they say your family is their family, and they are driven to inspire. Also, our great friends at the Bailey Group. Getting involved in a health insurance or Medicare plan does not have to be complicated. A lot of people think it is. Doesn't have to be. Maybe you're working with the wrong agent if it's too complicated.
True story.
It can be quite the opposite. At the Bailey Group, you are going to work with a local insurance advisor that's going to help you find just the right insurance coverage for your specific needs and your budget. Their goal is to make getting covered simple. No added costs, no extra fees. The Bailey Group handles individual health and Medicare, corporate benefits, and financial needs for their clients. Let them do that for you. 904-461-1800. And then, of course, our friends at Elace Med Spa.
Very nice.
If you are looking for a relaxing and rejuvenating experience, Pastor Jeff, I know you need that.
Mm-hmm.
Look no further than Elace Med Spa. I'm not saying your face is in bad shape.
The hydrofacial goes a long way, though.
Hydrofacial does go a long way.
It's very nice.
You can also look into things like Botox, Pastor.
Great.
Dermal fillers or laser treatments.
Leaving. My goodness.
You're lucky you don't need any hair services. I'm very envious.
Maybe he wants
it. You got on the top of your head.
He could have it removed if he wants
it. Could have it removed. Yeah. You could insert a bald spot.
That could be so hot right now.
If you just want to feel a little bit older.
Very cool. Very inspiring.
Technically, they've probably never done it before, but they could give you a bald spot.
Yeah, get the Pastor Jeff bald spot special. Call him up.
Some processes you just don't speed up.
No. Trust me, I know. Lace Med Spa. Check them out on the island. Visit their website and see what they got going on that can help you out. Elace.com.
70% off of laser treatments. For real. For real.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you could get that bald spot added. Hey, look, it's possible. I'm sure in the history of the United States, there has been one guy who inserted a bald spot. There has to.
A rapper
if you can
or
think
something.
It's happened.
Right. Yeah. Definitely.
I just want to look more distinguished.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I want to look like my, uncle or something. I don't know.
Favorite podcaster. Yeah.
Troy Blevins.
There you go. Yeah. All right. We have fun, but you guys are here for a very serious topic today. April has been Sexual Assault Awareness Month. Of course, we're familiar with the Betty Griffin Center, what you guys do for domestic abuse. But talk about how you all are supporting sexual abuse assault survivors as well.
Okay. Thank you guys for having us on today.
Absolutely.
we are managing two rape crisis centers units, one at Flagler Hospital that's been there, I believe, for about the last 5 to 7 years.
Okay.
It's completely separate from the hospital, as Jeff had kind of gone into a little bit before the break, that a lot of individuals, before we had that unit set up, they would come in to the emergency department. And they would not always be speaking with a sane nurse, which is a sexual assault nurse examiner. They would just be speaking to someone on the floor staff.
Okay.
So now we have the opportunity to provide a confidential, separate area of the hospital for survivors to come in. they get their exam done, they get everything reviewed, our program services, additional resources that might be available to them. And we were really excited to have the opening of a center opened up over at St. Vincent's Ascension, because we've seen so much growth in the county over the last 10 to 15 years. And a lot of individuals to the north side of town were actually going up to a lot of the Duval areas, or the Mayo and the Baptist South hospitals. So now we have that center available for them, very much similar setup, completely separate confidential services. They can go in and have the meeting with the same nurse examiner and review all the services that we can provide for them after that as well.
That's great, because Pastor Jeff, you were saying that a lot of times somebody would have to go in. I mean, it's already a traumatizing event. You'd have to go in, explain it to one person who wasn't necessarily trained to handle this, could have been a brand new person on the job, and then they went through a chain of communicating a horrible experience that you just went through to other people. And it can be hard enough for somebody to tell one stranger. But then to have an entire room of people know what's going on and why you're there.
An entire waiting room.
Intimidating. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So absolutely. How do people go about accessing this utility from the hospital?
So we have a hotline, and it's a 24/7 crisis line that's completely free. We always have an advocate on there, so it's not just a random person that'll be answering that phone. And it's 904-824-1555. And like I said, 24/7, they can call and request services for an advocate. Or they can also call the hospital themselves. They can still go to the hospital. When they get there, they can request to speak to an advocate. The hospital is familiar with protocols. Both hospitals are actually set up completely to know how to respond to that. And if they make the first step to call law enforcement, they can call law enforcement, request an advocate, and they will let us know the ETA that they have for arrival, generally within 40 to 45 minutes. So we all work in contingency together to make sure that we're supporting these survivors when they're there. And I think a really good point, too, is that it is not a requirement to report to law enforcement to use any of these services. And all of these services are completely free. So it's all about your comfort level. If you just want to come in and be seen, make sure that you're safe, get checked out, and get access to the resources that we have at either of those units, that's definitely an option for you. If you do want to choose to report to law enforcement, then we have a unit available in that unit where they can do that privately as well. Wow. We'll hold your hand, walk you through that process. But again, not a requirement and completely free.
Can I ask you like a silly question? Actually, it's not too silly, but what's the difference between sexual assault and rape? Is it different degrees of that?
I would say like there's degrees to sexual violence, because that's a little bit of a convoluted one, because like, I mean, for a sexual assault, it's like any generally a form of penetration that goes on there. With a rape, you know, it's definitely something that was something they did not consent to, or sometimes it can be whenever they were under the influence of alcohol.
Okay.
So there's different varying degrees to what we would classify as like a sexual assault or sexual violence or specifically rape, but generally they're kind of very much similar.
And if something like happens, you know, obviously this egregious, is it important that you go to the center right away, or can days go by? Like what's the important cadence there?
Generally within 10 days, some evidence can be still retained. So, I mean, on your comfort level and obviously within your means, if it's something that you're able to do, we do recommend it. It's not a requirement. Some people, it takes years for them to be able to want to come forward because it can be such a traumatic experience.
True, yeah.
But even if it's after the fact where we can get an exam done, we can still offer supportive services because we have free confidential counseling, free legal assistance, free economic justice information, as well as support groups available. So if you're not able to the exam and you still want to try to work through whatever it is that you've experienced, and maybe you just need to be believed and have someone listen to you and talk about the subject matter with you and validate your experience, and maybe just tell you that it wasn't your fault, that's something we can do as well.
Yeah,
our whole philosophy is we start with believing. Start with believing, and there's a Netflix series called Unbelievable.
It's one of the best.
And she's sexually assaulted, and everyone involved in it assumes that she's lying, and they assume that she's false reporting.
Yeah,
and then in the end, they find out that she was absolutely 100% accurate.
God's
and
sakes.
So that stops, you know, reports from happening. Sometimes, also, a lot of times they'll go through the exam, and they'll find out possibly years later someone else has been through the same thing, possibly the same perpetrator. And so they'll go back and go, hey, you know what? I would like to report now because, you know, I may be able to catch someone. This person is vocalizing what they've gone through. I'm not comfortable with that, but I want to help them.
Is it hard to catch people? I mean, I just know so many people have gone through this gamut and they're just scared.
Yeah.
Because there is so much lag time and so much in-between time
Absolutely.
From the time that it happened to the time of if there's going to be an arrest. So what do you say to comfort people out there that are going through something like this?
The main battle for us is their healing and to being a part of their journey. And so with domestic violence and sexual assault, we view them exactly the same as far as a commodity. We want to hold the abuser accountable. Mm. So that accountability is part of keeping them safe and others safe. So we want them to heal. We're going to believe them. We're going to help them heal. Once they're in our services, they're in our services for life. So if they need to come to us once a week, and then it turns into once a month, and then it turns into once a year, and then maybe they come back after a 5-year break, they're in our services. They are a customer, for lack of a better term,
yeah.
And they're free, and they can come to us for the rest of their life. And so we'll be a part of that process with them step after step after step. And it gives them someone that some of the layers have already been peeled back. Mm-hmm. If you go into a courtroom, you've got to, again, tell your story. Mm-hmm. And then you've got to tell your story in front of a bunch of strangers. And then you've got to deal with the legal side of things. And then behind closed doors, you're talking to an attorney and you're sharing your story. And you don't want to do that
in those
situations.
Right.
I think, too, coming back to how many times they have to tell their story, especially when it comes to, like, law enforcement, that's why when we do get individuals that come into our rape crisis unit, we don't ask them to tell us what happened. Like, we know that if that's something that they're going to relay, they're probably going to end up relaying it more than one time.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't want to re-traumatize them just for us to be able to be like, okay, we're still going to help you here today. And I think, too, just kind of touching a little bit on the unbelievable story, which I would highly recommend that anybody watch. It actually started out as a book, obviously a real case, then became a book, and then was adapted into a Netflix feature. But it shows a great perspective of what it looks like when people don't present a certain way, as they're not traumatized, or maybe they don't fit that mentality that we have of what a victim should look like,
right,
or how a victim is going to act, because everyone is going to act differently when they're going through some form of trauma. And I think that was ultimately the reason that she wasn't believed, down to even some people close to her did not think that it happened. And then the most stressful part of that whole series is the fact that they end up trying to file charges of false reporting on her,
wow,
when in fact her story was very validated, and he continued it over 8 years with other women. And it took two women police officers, I believe it was in Seattle, to finally bring him to justice and validate her claims. So
it just takes that long, you know. I feel
it
bad.
Yeah, man. So what have you guys done at Betty Griffin Center to help raise awareness over this last month?
Proclamation after proclamation after proclamation.
Yeah, we've had four different proclamations, one with the county commissions, one with the school board, one with the BOCC on the Island Beach, and there's another one I'm lapsing on right there. School
board. No, that's...
I know. Yeah, we've been to quite a few of them. And then as well as partnering with St. John's River Community College, attending their wellness fairs. We try to be involved with the higher education communities as much as we can. We're very active with Flagler College as well. We just had an event for Lauren's Walk, which is an event for ending childhood sexual abuse and awareness. Mm. They had a walk through St. Augustine, so walk in my shoes. And then we attended Take Back the Night at Flagler College.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I get those mixed up there. And we have two other events that are coming up at the end of the month. One is on the 26th. It'll be with Music Matters. So we were their chosen fundraiser. So it'll be there advocating with live music, food trucks, completely free to the public. That'll be on the 26th from 7 to 10. And then I worked with one of my really good friends, Danielle, is a yoga instructor over at Serenity Yoga Studio.
Love her. Yes.
So she's amazing.
Awesome.
I absolutely love her. And she's donating her time on a donation based, because their memberships are very, very worth it, but sometimes not always in my income bracket. So it's going to be a donation-based, survivor-focused trauma-informed session.
That's amazing. So, and that can also rally a great community, too, silence, because there's power
in silence. Yeah, because you don't have to speak about it if you don't want to, but if you would still like to show up and come. And then I'll also be there to speak and give, like, a 45-minute session on what it is that we can do for you and boundaries and consent.
I just know several survivors in my life, and I can go through my head right now and thinking about them. And then when you're talking about all these great services, I mean, it's just, I can't stress enough how many times you have to tell the story over and over and over again. And that just exhausts the situation. But by coming together and making a community of support, I think it's really, really poignant for people to have this service out there. Thank you, both of you, for what you do.
And I think, too, kind of touching on what the theme of Sexual Assault Awareness Month is for April, because it's the 12th year that it's had through the National Sexual Violence Resource Center, is building connected communities.
Nice.
Because it does take a community. And the more that we can be involved in trying to prevent these acts or supporting the survivors in our lives, because like you said, a lot of us probably know a lot more than that maybe not have come forward yet or might eventually come forward. So in our lifetime, we might end up hearing those stories. But just, it's a very vulnerable situation for these people. And like Jeff said too, like aligned with our mission, we really have to start by believing them.
Yeah, that is true. The belief.
So talk about what an empowerment-based program is and what that consists of.
Well, with domestic violence and sexual assault, it always boils down to power and control. Mm. When we hear the word rape, we hear the word sexual assault, we think that it's something that it's not. It involves power and control, and they both boil down to that. So when someone comes to us and they're a survivor of domestic violence or sexual assault, we want everything that we do to advocate for them to be empowerment-based. Our goal is for them to heal, to become whole, and make their own decisions. If they've been controlled in the relationship that they're in for the last 6 years, the last thing they need is for us to sit across the desk and say, these are the things you need to go do.
Mm,
yeah. I want you to do this, 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 and this, because I know what's best for you. We don't.
Right.
We don't know what's best for them. But if you think about trauma, when someone's going through trauma, they can't formulate all their thoughts. It's circular. They can't just go and give you a list of everything that happened chronologically, because their brain is picking which pieces it wants to pick in that moment. Mm. And some parts are more traumatic for other people than they are for some. And so you'll talk to a survivor who's been through seemingly the same thing that paints a totally different picture because their trauma. Think about the word trauma. What's the opposite word of trauma?
Positivity?
There isn't one.
Oh. He hit me with that the other day.
Yeah. There is no opposite word for trauma. People try to say euphoria, but there's not. There is no opposite word for trauma. So we don't have an opposite of it. So we do everything empowerment-based.
Mm.
We want to empower them to tell us what they need, to tell us how we can wrap around them and how we can strengthen them so that they can get on their journey and they can get on the flip side of what they're dealing with and walk through that trauma with people who care for them and wrap around them in every step that they take. Because empowerment is so important. You know, we want them to become whole, and the first step to that is them making their own decisions.
Yeah.
And us helping them get to those decisions.
And not running away from it, too.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So talk about something called a power and control wheel.
Yes.
And, oh, yeah, what is that?
And how this, I see you've got a picture over there.
Absolutely.
And this has to do with working with folks who have been through sexual assault or traumatic experience.
Absolutely. So with domestic violence, dating violence, sexual assault, stalking, it all boils down to power and control. And so when I have the opportunity to speak in the schools and I do sessions there, this is what we break down. We break down the power and control wheel, you know, and it works its way around. It starts with intimidation, you know, intimidating them, making them afraid, making them feel less. If I'm in a relationship and I want to control the other person, I don't just want to make them feel less. I'm not just building myself up. I'm trying to make them think other people believe that.
Mm.
So if I'm tearing down my wife, obviously not.
Right. Obviously not, if you know her. Yeah.
Absolutely. If I'm doing that in public, I'm not trying to tear her down. I'm trying to get her to think that other people believe that.
Yeah.
And so when we hear things like that, we need to step in. We just go to her in private and go, hey, I heard what you were called. And that's not how anybody views you.
Right.
I've heard what was said about you. And so a lot of that, it goes through smashing things, destroying property, things like that, just to intimidate them. To get the power and control that they want.
Is there help for the people that are perpetrators? I'm just looking at all of this and we're talking, you know, obviously there's some victim advocacy here, but what about on the other side of it? I feel like they're the ones that really need therapy.
So
is that rude of me to say, I'm sorry?
Not at all. So I do groups in the jail on Thursdays, right across the way in the Hardwick Hotel.
Yeah.
And so he has me in there in the afternoons right after they ate lunch. So they're in as close to a good mood as they can possibly be in.
Okay.
I learned the hard way. You don't go in the morning. They don't move in the morning.
Really?
Okay. Yeah, it's weird.
That is weird.
I would get out of the, you know, anyway.
Yeah.
I came home one day and told the girls I only had 3 people show up for my group. And they're like, that's embarrassing. Like, they won't leave a jail cell to listen to Pastor Jeff talk.
Wait, really?
I'm like, thank you. Thank you for feeding my ego. That feels
like
great.
Recreation.
Right? But anyway, so we do. And I talked with them at length about knowing where you are. When I run through downtown, there are people that are lost trying to figure out where they are. And it starts with looking at that map and seeing that star and knowing where you are.
Mm-hmm.
Until you hold yourself accountable for what you've done, until you know who you are and where you are, you can't start your journey. As long as you're blaming other people and you're excusing yourself from it, then you get to keep it.
Yeah.
And you're not going to change. There is hope for them to change. There's a lot of hope for them to change. And I feel like that's my role.
Yeah.
Is to... to do, to to do a good job of helping them understand who they are, where they are.
To be the light in their lives, I mean, for sure. Yeah. They probably have no idea. A lot of it's learned behavior.
It's learned behavior. It's normalized. You know, I speak in a school and I talk about some of these things and they just kind of snicker.
Mm.
And you know it's because they grew up in it. And yeah. They go, well, that's just home life. That's right. Just normal. You don't talk about things like that.
Exactly.
You know, those are teenagers saying those things. And so, and it's because it's normalized for them. So yep. We want to get to a place to where it's not normalized for them.
I think also we come from a society, you know, that often blames survivors either for staying in the situations that they are, like instead of asking those questions, like that was a really great question that you asked, because we don't see that very often in our communities. And the relationships that these people are coming from is like, why is he treating you this way? It's always, well, why are you still involved with him? Why are you still around?
Right.
Right.
So I think those are really great perspective. And I think also too, touching on just one thing we have with Joe, we have a batterer's intervention specialist. So generally when someone has gone through the court process and let's say that they have been ruled to be the perpetrator in a violent situation, we have someone who walks with them and works with them to hold them accountable, just like Jeff does as well in the jail groups. But before it gets to where they're incarcerated for the crimes that they've committed, if the judge orders that they need to take their firearms away, let's say they've threatened use of violence through their firearms, he works with them to do that, or just to make sure they're complying with the steps that they need to take, whether it be counseling or whether it be, you know, working through the issues that they have that's making them lash out on this other person. And just really quickly coming back to the power and control wheel, a lot of individuals do not understand how the experiences in their relationships are violent until they're looking at this diagram.
Yeah.
You know, so it's one of these things where it's very easy to be like, these are normalized behaviors. He sometimes breaks my stuff or, you know, he takes my phone away. And, you know, that's just how he can be sometimes. But when you're looking at it, it's very hard to ignore some of the abusive aspects of those behaviors, you know, when it's right in front of you. So we see a lot of people coming to that realization. Because I work with a lot of participants as well. And these are things that, they, you know, it really puts it in perspective for them.
Yeah, 100%.
And on the flip side, when I look at this power and control wheel with the perpetrators who are in jail, their deep breaths, like,
right.
Once they've seen it on paper, it's like, you know, we're in a room, probably eight. I think I'm only allowed to have 16 in the room. So we're going to say 16. Uh-huh. We got 16 guys in the room. And one of them just goes, man, I'm half of these.
Mm, that's powerful.
And I say to him, I'm like, we got this.
Yeah.
The other ones that are like, shove it away, I can't help them.
Yeah.
You know, because they don't see themselves as the problem.
You got to have an open heart, open right? mind.
And living in a world where we victim blame, that's more power and control.
Right.
You know, if I brought someone in to a high school and said, you know, this is Mrs. Smith. She was in an abusive marriage for over 6 years. One of the first three questions is going to be, why did you stay for 6 years?
Right.
We don't ever ask, why did he continue to harm you for 6 years? Why did you try to get him help and he didn't accept that help and continued to hurt you and hurt you and hurt you?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so we blame the victims and we've got to hold perpetrators accountable.
Accountable, yeah.
Yeah. So what can regular folks like myself who, you know, may know people who have went through these situations, currently going through this situation, I mean, for most of us, we're not in the Betty Griffin Center system, obviously, but what can we do just as normal folks to help out friends or family members in these positions?
I think a willingness to have a conversation, if they breach the conversation, you know, or like, once again, like not pointing the finger back at them if someone discloses something to you, just, I believe you. And maybe not everyone has to be an expert on the subject matter in order to support the people in your lives, because they're coming to you with something that's extremely vulnerable for them. Mm-hmm. They're making themselves vulnerable. They're opening up about something that they may have never brought up before, or they've buried, or they might not ever talk about again, depending upon the reception that they get when they do breach the topic. And I think also just making them aware that, yes, I believe you, and I think that these are some good options for you. You can always refer them over to us, you know, so we can try to help them work through that trauma. And if they're not ready to take that step, just being believed, I think, is a really important step that we can take.
Yeah, that's a huge word. You started this interview with that word, belief, and that is absolutely definitely an ongoing theme here. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I tell teenagers all the time, studies show that a teenager who's dealt with either one of these issues is going to go to one friend.
Yeah.
And if that one friend seems to doubt them
mm-hmm.
or isn't helpful, they're not going to go to another one. Because why would I go to my second best friend when my best friend didn't help me?
Right.
So they're going to keep it in, and we can't help them if they're forced to keep it in.
And run.
And so, and it's not about knowing the answers. It's not about how I've been working in this field for 16 years. I don't have the power and control wheel memorized. I carry it with me.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, because I don't want to miss anything. And so it's not about having all the answers. It's just about believing and going, you know what? I know someone who does.
Yeah.
I have a trusted adult that I go to. come talk to that trusted adult with me. We'll go to the guidance counselor together. We'll go to the dean together, the principal, coach,
right,
whoever it is. We'll go there together, and we'll get you headed in the right direction. And there's some of our brochures in every guidance counselor in St. John's County's right office. You know, so it's just about believing and going and changing you to we.
Like that.
There's so much empowerment in going, you know what, we can handle this.
Yeah.
When someone says, you got this, that says, I'm going to sit over here and I'm going to watch you get
it. Yeah, you're putting a lot of pressure on
right
that.
But when I say, we got this, that's an arm around your neck going, hey, let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go, let's go tackle this together.
I think that brings us back to just the importance, once again, of just building connected communities, because we are very much interconnected, whether we realize it or not.
Yeah. And awareness, which is this interview. Great.
Caitlin, Jeff, how do people get a hold of Betty Griffin Center? How do people check in with you guys if they want to volunteer or if they need y'all's help?
Yeah, so we have an office off of Old Moultrie Road. It's 2450 Old Moultrie. We have offices there. We're generally there the weekdays between 8 and 5 a.m., 8 p.m., I'm sorry. And then, once again, our helpline is 24 hours a day. So if you want to volunteer, you want to get involved, they know where to direct those phone calls. So you can call us at 904-824-1555, and we are always looking for volunteers. You can make your own schedule. And there are 30 hours of, if you want to work with sexual assault survivors, there's 30 hours of training. If you want to work with domestic survivors, I believe it's 40 of core comp, and Jeff actually handles that. So if you can imagine being stuck in a classroom with Jeff for 5 days,
stuck in a classroom, great. This is the kind of respect I get, stuck in a classroom.
Yes. He makes it very fun. I personally experienced it myself. I survived Jeff Gatlin. But
let's be careful knowing our topic today. Let's be very careful.
No, good but he's stuff. A wonderful resource.
Yeah.
He handles the domestic violence aspect of that training, and it's really great. But yes, we're always looking for volunteers. Make your own schedule. It can be as little as 4 hours a month. It can be 8 hours a month, or you can volunteer as much as you would like to. So we're always looking for helping hands in that area for our rape crisis unit.
Can I share one fun way to raise awareness?
Sure.
So we have coming up this week, Denim Day. It's Wednesday the 24th, correct?
Okay.
See, I'm on it.
I told you I was right about that date.
So Denim Day is a day where we ask everyone to just wear your denim.
Okay.
Take a photo, tag Betty Griffin Center, and put it on your social media.
Okay.
The reasoning for it is there was a lady who was sexually assaulted. She went to court, and during the proceedings, they asked her to put the jeans on and take them off. And she had trouble getting them off, and they assumed that she had to have helped the perpetrator get the jeans off. Therefore, it wasn't sexual assault because the jeans were tight.
Holy crap, that's terrible.
And that's the type of stuff that we deal with. That's why we say start with believing.
Wow.
So we all wear, I'm wearing denim today, but we all wear denim. Throw on your denim, throw on your jeans, your... They've got denim. Hey, dudes, I've got a pair of those. Like, just throw on your denim, wear
jorts,
it.
Do jorts work?
Absolutely.
Okay,
absolutely.
Okay. I need to bring a little bit. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah,
also,
it is.
Teal Tuesdays are an important aspect, too. It's
absolutely.
For supporting survivors, you can wear that to, honestly, you can wear it any day of the month you like to, but specifically Tuesday is a day
teal
of the month.
Tuesdays.
That has been
yeah, because teal is the color for sexual assault awareness.
This is great information, you guys. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Thank you all so much for coming by. We appreciate it.
No, thank you. Thanks for all y'all do.
Yeah.
Thank you for giving us a voice.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Wow, man. Powerful.
Yeah,
powerful
hot topics.
Stuff.
I mean, there's so many different facets to this. I mean, and it's a hard thing to talk about.
But there are good resources out there and people you can trust to talk about this stuff with.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, and that's where our folks at Betty Griffin Center come in. Hey, want to let you know about our friends at Old Town Trolley as well. Significant part of Old Town Trolley's philosophy, giving back to the communities in which they operate. And we're lucky they're operating right here in St. John's County. They're proud to offer their sincere appreciation and support to our St. John's County schools, organizations like Patriot Service Dogs, and a whole lot more, many, many more. Old Town Trolley also offers uncountable transportation donations to many local fundraisers and events. Light Up Tonight, the 4th of July fireworks, the Beach Blast Off, the Holly Jolly Shopping Trolley. Check them out. Hop on a green train next time you're downtown. They're Old Town Trolleys. You'll love them as much as we do.
And hey, St. John's County, let's talk about something we take very seriously, which is air conditioning and heating.
Yes.
We're not about being left in a hot mess of humidity, right? Ha! So when was the last time you gave your home unit some love? For a fabulous 45 years, Steve Chapman's All-American Air has been the AC hero of St. Augustine and beyond. We're talking St. John's, Flagler, Duval, and Putnam counties. They're not just experts, they're the cool cats of warranty and non-warranty service work. They have preventative maintenance service agreements, and if you're building a new building, they have new new construction installations, also with rocking high efficiency systems from the Lennox Wonders to the ultra smart iComfort thermostat. They've got all your HVAC products in sight. Give them a call today, 904-461-0070.
And our friends at Ben 39 Wine Bar, right there on the Orange Street side of St. George Street, tucked away in that little
alcove. Yeah.
Yeah, I was thinking
courtyard
that too,
alcove. It's so cool. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. It's great. Right by the
city gates.
Yeah. There you go.
Very nice.
Right by the city gates. They got that patio out there where you can sip on some wine with your friends or maybe meet new friends out there. Just really enjoy your time. Over 95 wines for you to select from, whether you're just going in to sample a few.
Mm-hmm.
Or you need to take a bottle home for a special occasion, Vin 39 is the place to go. Check them out today.
They also sell those groovy wine glasses that literally you could put red or white wine in it. They're like kind of sort of, we have them on the show sometimes, kind of squared off.
Uh-huh.
They're really dope. Yeah, go out and get those.
Yeah, the wine experts out there.
Absolutely.
And of course, you know, I am experts on reading the stars.
Oh, man.
I am an expert on reading the stars.
Yeah.
And today I'm reading for Aries, Taurus, and Gemini.
Ooh.
Let's get some theme music here going, Blake.
Rip the tape off. Here we go.
Aries. The fiery passion in your heart burns even brighter today, challenging you to lead with gusto in every battle you find, both real and imagined. Beware of your headstrong to rush into conflicts. Sometimes peace is won by the sword.
Oh, wow. Whoa.
But sometimes through a well-timed joke.
Yeah, that might be better. Safer.
These are too nice. The stars are too nice today. I don't like it. Taurus, you'll dig your heels in deeper than ever. While your resilience is commendable, be mindful that stubbornness can also mean missing out. Try to occasionally lift your head and notice if the world is offering you a better path,
mm-hmm.
or at least a more comfortable chair.
It's good advice for a Taurus.
Okay. Gemini. Conversations swirl around you like a whirlwind,
mm-hmm.
and you're in the eye of the storm. Your words can either bridge divides or burn bridges.
Well.
Pause and ponder if the tale worth telling is actually worth hearing, lest you find your audience has flown. These are not good enough stars.
These are just very...
These are just horoscopes.
Not good.
These are just horoscopes.
We need to make... Yeah.
They need to be bad.
What happened here?
I don't know.
We got too nice.
I'm making a call to the stars right now. Change your tude to a worse one, please.
Well, I got a big announcement I'm excited to tell you.
Okay.
We are the official media sponsors, look at us, excuse me, for the Marsh Creek Women's Association Derby Day.
Okay.
Coming up. This is exciting. Saturday, May 4th. The gates open at 6 p.m. Tickets are on sale. Check out Marsh Creek Women's Association. They'll be serving mint juleps, Southern Fair, DJ dancing, play the points, cigars under the stars, awards for best dress and best hat. So you guys know that I was fired from Safety Patrol for writing fashion citations.
Oh, we know.
So now this is my comeback story because I'm going to be one of those judges for best dressed and best hats.
There you go.
Very excited. We have the ladies coming on this week sometime, and they're going to talk about this event. But very, very cool. $100 per person. It's going to great causes. The proceeds benefit Alpha Omega Miracle Home.
Oh, yeah.
Food for Kids and Pie in the Sky.
Great organizations.
Yeah, great organizations.
Oh, well, congratulations.
Yeah, it's going to be a fun day.
Doing that? Yeah, man.
Fun
we
night.
Need to get you a... security sash for that.
Oh, so I definitely, we have one here in stock. I think it's underneath Troy's desk here. Hey, St. Augustine Youth Services reached out. Everybody save the date on June 15th. Can't believe I'm saying June, but I am.
Wow.
We will be hosting the 25th annual Wildwood Fishing Tournament.
Okay.
Grab your fishing poles and join them for a fun day of fishing, raffles, food, and fun. I'm sure everybody has to make plans for this, so that's why I'm saying save the date, June 15th. Find out more information on the Wildwood Inshore Fishing Tournament on their Facebook page.
Awesome.
Yes. Ooh, She Is Fierce is this Thursday.
Okay.
If you know this, it's a life-changing luxury event filled with inspiration, practical professional development, and networking that you need. Join them for a day filled with fresh faces, fresh flowers, and fresh new location at the Fountain of Youth in St. Augustine. Of course, this is presented by our great sponsors, Bozard Ford Lincoln. A life-changing luxury event filled with inspiration, practical professional development, and networking that you need. Check them out today. She Is Fierce St. Augustine. They've got a lot of really cool packages. There's a summit pass. There's also a VIP pass. So yeah, check that out. This is happening this Thursday, 8:30 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. She Is Fierce.
Great stuff.
Yeah.
Well, if you're not feeling so fierce, you can walk into Panache and walk out feeling fierce. That's for sure.
Yeah.
Panache makes all the difference. They are a great salon that's been around since 1987.
Woo.
Jeez. And they offer you so much out there. Of course, don't forget, coming up, wow, this weekend, huh?
Here we go.
This weekend, yes, the final ever Love Your Mother Eco Fashion Show.
Yep.
This is it.
This is it.
This is donezo, man.
20 years of all this greatness, but it's going to be an amazing celebration for sure.
You got to get out and experience it with us. I'll be there. Davey will be emceeing.
Mm-hmm.
Troy's usually out there. This is Troy's one that really coming. Brings the whole 904 gang out there. I think Clay's going to be out there. Blake yep. might even be out there. Mike Davis might even be out there.
Mike Davis is not coming.
Oh, Mike Lewis, though.
Yeah, no, he made that very clear.
Oh.
Of course. I'm like, you're always conveniently out of town. We want you there.
Well, he just takes vacations. That's all he ever does.
True.
Mike Lewis just only goes on vacations.
Right. When the waves are popping, he's going.
That's right. Yeah. When the waves are popping, he ain't stopping.
Oh, there it is. I knew I needed something there.
On the board, he's hopping. All right, we're not going to go into the freestyle again this time.
Enjoyed it, though. Hey, what did you say? Panache was 1987?
Yeah.
Well, United Way was 1957.
Whoa, take that, Panache.
Yeah. They were known as the community chess back then. They were the first time that they raised $48,000. Well, the United Way of St. John's County has changed a lot, but their efforts haven't. They now raise over $3 million annually. And they continue to fight for the areas of health, education, and financial stability of every person in our community. They've got an incredible Scholastic Book Fair program going on at Title I schools. So proud of this team. Check them out, unitedway-sjc.org.
All right, man, what else we got?
We got worst software fails people have ever encountered.
Okay, let's do it.
All right, this first one, I have no words here. Hey, Siri, open the App Store. I don't see an app called App Store. You'll need to get that from the App Store first.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Jeez, typical. Come on. This must have been the early days of Apple.
I know, right? Next one, whoo, that's really cold.
Oh, jeez. Yeah. Well, everybody, wherever that is about to die quickly.
Yikes. Yeah, definitely stay inside. Next up, oh, thank you for the warning. Your battery's low, okay. 100%. Yeah.
Okay. Oof. All right. Android there.
Yep. Next stop, where the hell am I going?
Uh-oh.
No yeah. idea, right?
That's not reassuring, especially if you're in like in New York or Chicago.
Right. Next up, your speed, 85 degrees.
Huh. That's an interesting speed.
How fast is that? I don't know. And next, I don't know what my car wants right now.
Are you want? Right? What happens if you press either button?
Yeah.
My car's going to go crazy.
Oh, I can't wait for the new Ashoka movie coming out December 29th in year 3000. Only 977 years until this beauty comes out.
They'll
I can't wait.
They'll still be making these Star Wars movies out then.
True story.
Jeez.
Next up, this guy is probably solving America's tipping culture problem.
Huh.
You ever get... I just don't know what to do sometimes. And if I have like,
yeah.
It freaks me out at the end. It's like, I don't know what to do.
Yeah.
It's definitely a topic.
Yeah, it is.
Next up, and speaking of I don't know what to do, I don't know what my computer's asking me to do here. What do we say okay to what? What are we going here? What are we doing? Yes.
Escape Navigator.
Days, yes. Huh? And our last one today.
Oh my God.
Nice beard Matrix. Nice.
Jeez.
Yeah.
That guy is definitely in the Matrix.
Check your dish.
That's... horrifying, actually.
Scary, yeah.
Horrifying.
Like the Predator.
God.
Ooh.
All right. Well, that's one way to end the show here today. Thank you very much. Good show.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Blake, pressing all the buttons, and the folks from the Betty Griffin Center.
Yeah.
And we'll see you guys tomorrow morning.
Bye, everybody.